This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is resigning his seat early. Buck announced today that he will leave Congress at the end of next week. His early departure means Governor Jared Polis must call a vacancy election to fill Buck's seat ahead of the general election next year. In his resignation announcement, Buck says he looks forward to staying involved in the political process, but did not give any indication what he will do next. Colorado's job market grew more than initially reported in 2023. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the revised numbers.
The state labor department reports that payrolls increased 2.5% in 2023, putting Colorado in 11th place compared to other states for job growth. Earlier estimates put Colorado in the bottom 15. The new figures are the final numbers used to create employment statistics. State economist Ryan Gedney says part of the reason for big revisions is that businesses aren't responding to surveys like they used to. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
For over two decades, Coloradans have celebrated a frozen dead guy. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart explains this unusual tradition, Frozen Dead Guy Days.
This weekend, tens of thousands of revelers will gather in Estes Park to celebrate Bredo Morstel, Colorado's frozen dead guy. The annual festival began when residents of Nederland, a small town near Boulder, found out that a local man was preserving his grandfather Bredo's remains in his backyard shed. The residents, known as Nedheads, turned this morbid situation into a festival. Annual events include coffin races, a polar plunge, and a costume ball. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News in KRCC.